Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
T.J. Yates' improbable football career could be over. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. For all the highly recruited star quarterbacks UNC has had, from Danny Talbot to Chris Kupek to Rod Elkins to Chris Keldorf to Ronald Curry to Darian Durant, the most unlikely Tar Heel to take the first snap in an NFL game was clearly T.J. Yates. After he won the starting position as a redshirt freshman in Butch Davis's first season, Yates made himself into a record-setting QB for the Tar Heels. The lightly recruited Yates wound up breaking Carolina records for career passing yards, single-season passing yards, and single-season total offense. While he never made All-ACC, Yates statistically is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play in Keenan Stadium. But his questionable arm strength and lack of quickness relegated him to the fifth round of the NFL draft, picked by the Houston Texans. With Tom Brady an infamous sixth-round pick out of Michigan, Yates had hope of making the Texans roster behind Matt Schaub, and he did. During the 2011 season, he was the first Tar Heel quarterback to play in an NFL regular season game after backup Matt Leinart was injured. More importantly, Yates took over as the starter and led Houston to two victories and a playoff berth. Then he became only the fifth rookie quarterback in NFL history to win a playoff game, beating fellow rookie Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals. After Leinart was released and Schaub recovered from his injury, Yates remained the Texans' backup through the disastrous 2013 season, when Schaub, local favorite Case Keenum, and Yates all played in a 2-14 washout that cost coach Gary Kubiak his job. Bill O'Brien, who held the embattled Penn State program together, took over and is building a monster defense behind All-Pro J.J. Watt and projected Rookie of the Year Jadeveon Clowney. The offense remains a problem, but it won't be Yates's this season. He was cut Tuesday and has to clear waivers before becoming a free agent. Unfortunately, he joins a crowded cast of backup QBs in the NFL, looking to hang on in the league at least long enough to be eligible for a pension after playing three full seasons. Meanwhile, the Texans settled on former Bills and Titans quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick as their starter. Fitzpatrick has played 10 years in the NFL after graduating from Harvard, which is even more improbable than the improbable journey of T.J. Yates. This is Archansky. See ya.